Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
Hello folks, and welcome to Fey Earth, an indie TTRPG set in an alternate 19th century Earth where all the creatures from folklore and fairy tale are real, have always been real, and live alongside humanity. My name is Neil Byrne. I am the creator, designer, whatever. I am Fey Earth. I am Fey Earth. Welcome to our stream tonight. Our game is set in the year 1872. In France, but of course it is an alternate 1872. There was a war last year, 1871. Prussia and France, that hated each other historically, decided to ally themselves and attack the Fey Nation of Arcadia. Nestled between the two of them, the king had died after over 800 years of rule, and when his son took the throne, Otto von Bismarck thought this is a chance they might be vulnerable and convinced Emperor Napoleon the Second, I believe it was, to attack. There was a long and bloody war with casualties on both sides, but the Fey ultimately were victorious. Our heroes have been traveling around for several months now, acting in some ways as intermediaries between humans and Fey, helping out humans with different things, uncovered a messed up human experimentation plot, and are currently back in Paris. And we are down a player tonight, the wonderful Safia, who plays Farouz, who had actually just recently joined our game, unfortunately not able to make it tonight due to family commitments, but she will she'll hopefully be with us again very soon. So without further ado, let us have one of our players give us a recap of our last session.
I can do that. So, last session, the party ended up in Paris, and one of the first point calls was to go to the wonderful, wonderful madam, who's rather fond of Gwen, and we all decided to go a bit mad with our recent spoils, go shopping. I know Aminata spent quite a bit when I look back at what I bought, and we got to meet a new, I suppose, assistant in the shop. Their name is Farouz, and we will be doing another job for the madam where we'll be going to, I think, a goblin artificer's house where people sometimes go in there. Usually when they come out with really cool stuff, but it's not always like so straightforward. So we're being sent in there to get some goodies, and we actually decided to talk about our payment instead of just taking it blindly, and we managed to get a decent enough deal where we get to keep some of the items that we retrieve so we can sell them on later, and but Madam gets to get first pick. And yeah, and then there was also a dinner at Aminata's parents' house, and then after
we've
that
we've been calling family.
We're well gassed up with copious amounts of drink and food probably, and we actually just decided to go and scope out this house, but instead we decided to just go on in. So yeah.
Right, so that is 1d8 inspiration die for you, Aminata, to use at any stage in the game. Do not forget it, although you're actually quite good at remembering that. So
there wasn't a need for it last week.
There wasn't, actually, no. So having gotten to the front door of this artificer's home, a goblin who went by the name of Filou, which is the French for trickster, and had been living in Paris for quite some time, but left the city about 30-odd years ago. While you were trying to make your way through the garden in the front of his house, being attacked by bloodthirsty rose briars, you are still seeing the house shifting and changing in shape as it does, very strangely, okay? But you've gotten to the front door of the house. It's the one part of the house, two parts of the house that are fixed and didn't seem to change. The other was the crooked chimney that looks like it's about to fall off the ceiling of the roof of the building. So you are at the front door. There are two like lamps on either side flickering with a it, you know, at first glance you think they're candles, but when you look again you realize no, they're a magical flame inside illuminating in the way that somebody might have lamps on in their patio or porch, you know, to illuminate the front door. What would we like to do?
Is it possible for Gwyn's locate person spell, say if I touch the wall of the house, so that's something belonging to the goblin, and then poured out the iron filings on the paper, would it work to locate his position
You
of
don't
where
know.
he is?
You have no idea. And you have never cast this spell on a fey creature.
True. I think Gwyn is going to give it a go. So I will sit myself down, fluff up my skirts, touch the wall of the house, and pull out a piece of parchment from my goblin purse,
Yes.
along with some iron filings, and start to chant as I pour the iron filings onto the parchment to see if I can locate the goblin.
So deduct your mana, and yep, you cast the spell, and it's strange, you know. Not that you have used it in this way before, but you do know that if somebody was dead, the spell just wouldn't work. The spell
Yes.
appears to be beginning to work. You see the iron filings begin to move, but they move and they form a swirling pattern. They're not forming a map that would indicate a location or a presence. It's a constantly turning and swirling pattern that the iron filings are taking, and your pendulum starts to spin wildly over them. You do not know what this means, but you,
Pharaoh.
yeah.
Something's interfering. It could be the magic on the house itself, or the goblin could be in the Fey realm, or it could be because he's a Fey creature. It may not
You
work. I'm
don't
not
know, yeah.
sure.
Yeah, you have no idea. So,
If
what do
he
you?
is not in this realm at all, then the spell would not work, I assume.
You
Or
th you would
I'm
assume.
not
You would
sure.
assume.
Whereas if he was dead, it would just fail and nothing would happen at all.
The
Or.
spell wouldn't even start.
Yeah, or he could be cloaking himself with some kind of magic.
Absolutely, he could be. You
True.
can use magics to cloak yourself and protect you from scrying.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it half working means. So I'm
So,
sorry, I can't tell. It means he's
what?
alive, and it means he might be around.
Which
Yeah.
doesn't really bode well for us going into his home.
I hope he wouldn't take offense if he is still in there, that we are
Oh,
essentially
but I'm
part. I'm
master,
sure you
you
read
love
books.
to meet new people, I am sure, yeah.
Yeah, and give them peace offerings.
Well,
We can
Vin,
certainly try.
how much wine have you got left, Vin?
Not the wine.
I'm joking.
That
I
is
am
a very good
joking.
question.
I am
You
joking.
can't remember.
I would not suggest poisoning the goblin.
Mina
I am
is gonna
joking.
look
Let me try.
horrified at you,
I have one
Sylvia.
poison
It's
wine
like,
left. So I'm
so
just
he's
laying it out
looking
there.
at you with huge eyes, like, what the? Why would you even say such a thing? Even in jest, you know what she's
Folks,
like.
I
You know, she's
mean,
not saying that, but that's the way she looks at you.
Mina,
No, I was
I
gonna
need
say,
an answer.
Mina is gonna, here go.
What are you
I'm gonna
doing?
say, like, well,
I'm gonna.
maybe it's not. Let's find out. And she's gonna step forward and knock
Oh!
on the door.
Amanada is going to try
Is
and.
there a brass knocker or something she can
Yes,
go?
there is. And
That's
it's a
gonna knock
brass,
three times.
it's a brass knocker in the shape of like a gargoyle's type mouth with the
Loving
ring
it.
being held in the mouth.
The teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it. So I'm not
So
just gonna go baff, baff, baff.
Amanada is going to want to detect traps and
She's gonna give
secrets.
another
You
hiccup.
do that while Mean is already knocking on the door.
Listen, it's better late than never.
I'm going to assume the traps are magical anyways, so.
If I can find my dice, that would be amazing. Downside to tidying up.
Oh, it's the worst thing you could ever do. I definitely do not recommend it.
Oh
You just use a dice
Yeah,
roller.
every time I tidy up, I can't find anything. But in the biggest mess, I can find everything I ever need. I don't know what the story is with that.
I remember working in an office that had a strict tidy desk policy, and the solicitor came storming in and was like, I need this file. And I'm like, I'm on the computer, and I didn't even look, but I just put my hand out into the pile of files and was like, here you go, and just went back to work. And he was just like, I know where everything is. It's just a file.
So I'd be using my awareness keen eyes.
Yes.
So that is going to be a +5.
And the detect trap skill.
Yeah, so that is a...
+9, isn't it?
No, my awareness and keen eyes, that's only a 3 at the moment. And with the detect trap skill, that is, I thought that was only a +2.
Oh, it is only a +2. Sorry, I thought it was +4.
Yeah, so +5. So I get 16.
Okay, yeah, you don't detect any traps. Mina's knocking on. You're like, wait, trying to like check, and Mina knocks on the door.
Mina doesn't care.
The door knocker blinks at you.
Bonjour.
And Hello. The door swings open.
No, I knocked the door open. We are welcome.
I'm an adult.
You're polite.
You're welcome.
Oh, Amanada's getting a very bad feeling about all this. And they're going to like try and talk to the door. Because also they are slightly greased up, so yeah, I'm gonna try and wordsmith the door and just say, bonjour, we've heard some wonderful stories about this home and the treasures within. I apologize for the very rude intrusion. And like the words are just gonna pitter out, because how do you say I'm here to like pillage your house?
I don't know. How do you say I'm here to pillage your house?
Myself and my friends will try to be as respectful as possible. And
we're on a rescue mission, of course, for the goblins' well-being. It's a well-being check. Nothing to do with taking things.
Amanada?
Mina's in the loop between the two of you and going like, why are you two talking to a door?
Amanada, you can give me
kind of charm, the same opinion.
Charm, persuasion, and you can also add, I'm going to be really generous here and say you can add your conversation as well as your wordsmith. So that's a pretty nice bonus. That becomes a +6, 8, +9 bonus. Gwyn, give me a deception roll, please.
Okay, chronic single-digit roller here.
9 bonus, will be a 26.
Can I add? What can I add? Oh, God, I rolled a 3. Can I add my conversation list?
No, but you can use one of your luck points from your rabbit's foot amulet if you wanted to re-roll an ability check.
I will, because it couldn't be worse than a 3. Well, 18.
Okay, right.
Okay.
All right. So this is what happens to both of you at the same time. The door knocker goes to you both. Look, and its eyes are moving. So its eyes are moving and looking at you. As he tries to speak, whistling ring in his mouth, completely mumbled.
Amanada is going to
totally fine with us going in. Let's go.
Well, no, it's set in his mouth. You can't pull it out.
We can't pull it out.
No.
Can you give us a sign?
Mina, are you going in while they're having this conversation?
Oh, yeah, Mina.
Okay.
Sylvia is also going to go in because she's not going to leave.
Feruz will go in as well while they're talking to the door. What's Polina doing? What's Justine doing?
Justine was just standing there awkwardly looking at them talking to the door. And then when the door started kind of looking at them, she would just be like, hello. And when the door tries to reply back, she'd be like, are you okay? Do you need any help? Can we save you?
The door is looking confused. So, Sylvia, Mina, you find yourselves in a hallway. It's a very long hallway. It's about 20 meters long, and it's somewhere maybe about a meter and a half, not quite 2 meters wide, okay? There are pedestals lining the hallway, okay? Atop each pedestal sits a large, very expensive, very lovely-looking jewel. You can see diamonds, sapphires, rubies, topaz, jade, aquamarine. As I said, many different, very expensive, very large gems just sitting on pedestals being showcased, and a door at the other end.
Mina's just going to turn around, shout to the others, come on, there is lots of expensive shit in here.
Yeah, I don't think that we should touch any of the jewels on the pedestal.
No, no, we're not going to touch anything. Welfare check, and Gwyn kind of just pats the gremlin door handle gargoyle thing as she walks in. Welfare check.
Amanada is going to look so conflicted and go in as well. Oh my god! And also second, do not touch any of the gems.
She's going to linger by the door for a second, and before going in, she's just going to gently pat the gargoyle thing on the head and just walk in.
Okay, so. Can we just walk to the door?
He's continuing down the hallway, ignoring the very, very expensive gems.
Gwyn is tempted, but behaves herself.
They'll probably turn into like a pile of shit as soon as we bring them out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I assumed it was going to be like something with fire and spikes and death.
Who knows?
It's always fire.
So
there will be fire.
Sand, approximately the same weight as any of these gems. No. Okay. Fair enough.
Right. So you do get to the other end. Okay, out of the hallway. The door there. This is a door. What do you want to do?
Detect.
Yes.
Before anyone starts bursting through doors.
Oh. I absolutely, Sylvia healthily endorses the checking for traps.
Nice. Okay, so that is...
Is that a nat 20? What you get?
It was a nat 20, so oh, that nice. Is... What? That first would one, be a nice. 25.
Nice.
You do not detect any traps.
Okay. What about secrets?
You
rolled a nat 20, in fairness.
Say that you don't detect any traps, yeah?
It's a door.
Yeah, but you rolled a nat 20.
Yeah, so. You don't detect anything that's a door.
Yeah, do you relate that to the party?
I'll relate to the party, and I'll just take a step back and say, Mina.
Okay, as soon as she says like that, there is no door, I'm like, Grant!
She is called Tiny Tank for a reason.
Exactly.
She's totally giving me golden retriever energy right now. It's amazing. And I love it.
Can we go?
Just so happy to be here.
Take it away.
So, do we open the door and go in?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Pistol, I'm not going to
draw it. Mina does like it. What's the worst thing to happen?
So, you open the door, and as you step, so it's kind of, you open the door, and you can see what looks to be a dimly lit room, okay? As you step through the door, crossing the threshold into the room, you feel this weird kind of, almost like a split second of vertigo, and then your vision clears, all right, and you find yourself in a very strange looking room. There is, it's about maybe 5 meters-ish square. It looks like almost like a lab or an apothecary's workshop, you know? You see in the center there is a small cauldron over a little fire, and on the tables around you see numerous vials of strange dried herbs, objects, and liquids. There's a potion as well near that gives off this strong rotted odor, and this is like on the desk. It's like the bottle is open, okay, and The only other thing that you see is a piece of half burnt, drop stained parchment that reads, "For hapless wanderers, tricks and treats await." And I will copy this into the Twitch chat for us as well. "For hapless wanderers, tricks and treats await. A potion must be conjured for you to pass beyond this gate. First comes the armor of a worm of fire. No more than three do I desire. Second, a treat most foul I'll consume. Six buttered fingers to pass beyond this room. Third comes the most hallowed window to the soul. And only one must go into the pot go. Lastly, six legs from those who usually have eight into the cauldron and then a short wait." So, as I said, there is a door up in front of you as well. And I've just copied that into the Twitch chat for people. So you can all read it. There's this cauldron, there's a door. You can just, and if you want to, like, by the way, this is what you immediately saw. You can also search the room as well.
Okay.
So any room that you describe, you can also search it, obviously, to see if you find other stuff.
Well,
okay.
Firstly, the thing that jumps out to me is lastly six legs from those
apologies.
Who have eight.
Apologies, I forgot to also include there some of the objects that are on the tables. Okay, so there's an assortment of bones. There's some rat's tails. There's some dried herbs. There's scales, large reptilian scales. There's a jar of eyes, a box of dried spiders, some turtle shells, some shriveled claws, some various pungent-smelling herbs, there does actually look like a small rancid bowl of butter as well.
Okay. Well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the windows to the soul, I suppose, are the eyes. Mm-hmm. On
the armor possibly is the scales.
And the six legs would be from spider.
Can you also copy it in the chat where we're having you call now? Because I wasn't logged in into the Twitch channel and I don't see it.
Okay, just give me 1 minute.
If that's okay.
I've got it.
Or read it out again and I'll... Because you said you're going to copy it, so I didn't write it down.
I can... Oh, have you just copied it? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So...
I mean, I assume the eyes are obviously the windows to the soul. The arm, the worm, armor of worm, fire is the scales. Probably a dragon scale. Mm.
Sylvia, do you want to give me an awareness roll? Sylvia? Do you want to give me an awareness roll, Sylvia?
Okay, yeah. That's 18 or 13. Count. That's a
14. They could be dragon scales.
Yeah, well, I assumed.
Language could be.
With that role, as the one person in the party who has actually seen a dragon in real life, they could be dragon scales with that role.
Yes.
Okay, no, ladies, come gather around the cauldron here. So I think we have to make a potion.
All right. And
so it looks like the worm of fire, I'm assuming, are the scales.
So no more than three. So we take three as the scales.
Three.
Put them into the cauldron.
The six legs from a spider.
No, second, the treat most foul.
Six buttered fingers.
So treat most foul, maybe the
six. Treat most foul, I will consume six buttered fingers to pass beyond this room. And there are collections of bones. And there is a bowl of rancid butter.
Ooh, okay. So
we'll butter up the bones, but first we need to
Identify finger bones, though.
Yeah.
So
sorry. What are the objects again?
On the table there is where are we? An assortment of bones, rat's tails, dried herbs, scales, a jar of eyes, a box of dried spiders. Some turtle shells, some shriveled claws. You're not sure what the claws are from. and then a few more pungent herbs, a bowl of rancid oil, or sorry, not oil, butter, and there's a bottle that has like a dirty kind of oil in it as well.
Okay, so we need to make sure that we put them in the correct order.
Mm-hmm. Let's go as it says in the note.
So third comes the most hallowed window to the soul. So the third should be eyes. Yeah.
It was a most hallowed window to the soul and only one.
And only one.
Yeah.
One eye.
And then lastly, six legs from those who usually have eight.
So six spiders.
Six legs from the spider.
Into the cauldron and a short wait.
Yeah. Isn't this lovely? Bonding around a cauldron. It reminds me of home.
No.
Gwyn is so in her element, and Amanada is going to notice this and be like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, Sylvia's not used to brewing with so many people, because the only other person she'd really brewed with, well, the only people were Aisha and then also...
So does somebody want to give me... this can be either an awareness roll or an intellect roll to see if you can identify which of the bones amongst the collection might be metatarsals, yes?
I think I can do it, because I have a high intellect and I also have research.
You also have science, so I'm going to allow you to add science. That. I'll allow your plus two for science. If anybody had bushcraft, I'd maybe allow it too.
I have a two in bushcraft, but it's probably my higher.
So I've rolled 15. That's plus four to intellect. That's going to be 19.
Plus two.
Plus two, so that's 21.
Yeah, so you easily identify which bones are finger bones, which bones are bones of the feet, and then there's a few other small bones that look like they're like animal bones. Like you recognize, oh, these are human finger bones, you know?
So we just need to make sure that we get the order correct.
Yeah.
So
second, the treat most foul I'll consume. Six buttered fingers to pass beyond this room. So we probably need to dip those lovely bones into the butter.
Into the butter. So we will do that.
Other six finger bones?
Oh yes, it is more than six.
We'll just use six.
Perfect. Justine is going to kind of go through them and make sure that she finds like the kind of the last phalanx, if they're there.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
And then the next bit was third must comes the most hallowed window to the soul and only one.
So only one of the eyes.
Mm-hmm. And yet again, they look like they could be human eyes. You're not sure.
Yeah, we're not going to ask where they came from. This is fine.
Lastly, six legs from those who usually have eight.
So six dried spider legs.
Okay. Mm. And then a short wait. So as you put the last of the spider legs into the cauldron, and there was some liquid in it, it immediately starts to bubble and boil and looks like it's brewing. So what do you want to do while you're waiting?
You have made your first potion, Mina, Aminata. How do you feel?
It's
pretty weird, to be honest with you. I hope that's not the stuff that goes into these healing tinctures, because stuff is a bit disgusting.
We use herbs.
Now, in my mind, Mina is still holding a wine glass, and...
From where? Did you bring the wine glass from your house?
It was in her goblin
totally bin. You have great wine, by the way, Aminata. I honestly hope this is not what goes into those healing tinctures, because that is absolutely gross.
Not in Sylvia's, anyway.
So, as I said, what else did you just want to do while you're waiting?
Aminata is definitely going to be having a look, because... Oh yeah, around the room. Not touching anything, not picking up anything.
Okay,
just
give me an awareness roll.
I would like to do that as well.
Sure. Anybody wants to give me awareness, keen eyes?
That's a 21.
Okay, cool.
Can Gwyn have a look around for any items that might be useful for her ritual spells in the future, possibly? Yeah.
Was that, you got a 9? Okay, yeah. Absolutely, Gwyn.
17.
That is a straight 16. And will I add my awareness?
Awareness, yes.
I got a 14.
17.
Yeah, Eustine is just too preoccupied by, like, battered fingers, I think. Just
Gwyn feels incredibly homesick right now.
I will say this, the bones that you see, you're pretty sure some of those bones might be useful. There's a number of spells that witches use that use various different animal bones as the components. So you're like, they alone, you're pretty sure that they could be useful. Okay, excellent. And Aminata, you got a 21, yes?
Yeah.
So while you're looking around, one thing that you do spot that kind of stands out a little bit is you spot, first of all, five off and one little table off to the side, and these things are together. Okay, you spot these five pieces of amber. They're really, really lovely pieces of amber. Very, very fine, large, clear cut. The kind of thing that would be expensive that jewelers would use in making fine jewelry, okay? And as I said, there is five of them. And then beside that, five pieces of amber on the same table, you see a scabbard or a sword. It's completely empty, but it is exquisitely made of the finest leather with intricate tooling. There is a wonderfully beautiful silver collar and chap with decorative engraving on it as well. However, there is no blade.
Aminata is going to just go, ooh, the shiny and the pointy. And they're probably going to lose themselves a little bit. And they're going to pick up the amber and the scabbard.
Okay, right.
We should try and find the knife, I suppose.
This is for a sword. This isn't the sheath. This is for a sword. Sword. Yeah.
Ooh.
I know the sword. I know the sword sounds super sus, but it is gorgeous.
So as you come back to them, you guys see that the bubbling is kind of, it's getting stronger, but it's not like the whole thing is bubbling. It's like the bubbling is moving towards the center of the fluid, getting higher and higher, and then there's a sudden puff of purplish smoke, and it settles down. Now,
you know, it's transfixed with that. Fascinated.
What are you going to do?
Are there any doors?
Is a door opposite, yes.
There's a drop set.
I'm going to look at you, Gwyn, and go, is that it? Is that all that's going to happen here?
No, nobody has gone near the other door now, but there is a door on the opposite side of the room.
How big is the cauldron?
Small little cauldron.
Okay, so is it big enough to like pick up and bring over to the door?
Are there any glass vials or anything around? Because it is a potion and ingested.
There's like a ladle.
Okay, Aminata is going to start ladling up and say, it did say that we needed these potions to be conjured. I'm not sure if we need to ingest them themselves, but it's, you know, maybe.
These are ingest them or like rub them on the thing.
We should be
careful.
Yeah, we may be able to splash it on the door. Perhaps we should try that first.
Yeah, I think it is much safer because if we don't have to drink this, I would rather not. I mean, if we have to, I think that we should. But if smearing it on the door,
you're actually suggesting for us to drink this shit.
No, I'm just saying that potions are ingested, so we might need to. I just think we should put them in some vials, bring it to the door, and then see what other instructions we'll be getting.
They can be topical as well.
Hopefully.
We should go in tiers. So we can try and rub it on the door, then we can try and apply it topically, and then last maybe ingest it.
Right, well, who's doing what first?
No.
Okay, Sylvia's going to rub it on the door frame first.
You go up to the door and you get about a half
door handle.
You get about a half a meter from the door and you suddenly walk into an invisible barrier.
So Gwyn will cover her hands with it and walk up as well.
You also feel this barrier. Do you want to try and push against Aminata, it?
Aminata's going to knock it back. Just okay. Fucking knock it back.
Knock it back. And you walk to the door?
Yep, and I walk to the door.
You walk to the door, no problem.
All right.
By the way, Aminata, it tastes absolutely disgusting. It is vile.
Aminata's not going to flinch, though. Can I roll for that?
Yeah, sure. That will be resolve willpower.
Excuse me for a second while I go throw up in the other room. This is disgusting.
Resolve. So that is
I'm going to assume 17. Yeah, you think you kind of held it in. I'm going to assume
that it's not worse than the crap that Ulrich used to brew in, like, when we were, like, you know, long term on campaign. So I'm just going to. It's
now go back. Okay.
Aminata is also going to get some backup files of it, just in case. Just in case, you never
know. So this is the thing. There's only just barely enough for each member of the party.
All for this. Yes. Six of this. Okay.
There's barely enough for all six of you. So, does everybody drink their vial?
Yeah.
So you drink your vial and you get to the door. What are you doing?
Mina's here to throw up this shit.
I assume that Anki is fine, right?
Anki is fine, he's fine.
No, I don't want to have to feed this to the baby.
So,
Anki, for the audience, is our pet fairy dragon.
Yes. Justine's every fairy dragon familiar.
Every single one of us would lay down our lives for Anki.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Anglagan the Great, a beautiful black fairy dragon the size of a domestic cat. So are we going through this door?
Yes.
Okay, yes. You just go through the door. As the door opens, just like before, it's dimly lit, and as you pass through the threshold, you get this weird brief moment of vertigo, and you find yourself suddenly in a fine library filled to the top of a meter high ceiling. Sorry, 4 meter high ceiling with hundreds, if not thousands, of books. This is a vast room, as in, how the hell could a room this big fit into a house that's not that big? This is a library that would rival any library of any noble house.
I have a question about the previous room.
Yes? Yes, Sylvia?
Was that the apothecary that we could see from outside that was all that was moving around?
You don't know.
No, but we saw it, like, so. Yeah.
Give me an intellect roll to see how.
There could be multiples. We don't know.
Oh, that's I only got a 13.
You don't know. So, okay. It's quite a vast, fine library.
Aminata is going to, like, seeing how big this library is, just, like, turn on the spot and just look Justine in the face and say, I think this room was made just for you.
Justine just not going to say anything like you lost her here. She's just, like, in awe. Absolutely, completely in awe. If there was, like, a trap for you, Steen, that's it. Absolutely, like.
What, like, going up to look at some of the, like, the spines, I mean, are there...
They're in all manner of different languages. Some appear to be written in Sylvan, some in French, some in German. Some appear to be, look like they might be written in Greek.
Okay.
And then other, you're assuming, fey languages you do not recognize.
Okay.
Do you want to take one of the books down and have a proper look?
Justine is just going to do that. She's just going to take one of those books.
Take one of books.
That, let's say, one of the languages she sort of understands.
Yeah.
Maybe Latin or I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. So you go, you reach for a book that appears to have Latin on it. And as you pull the book off the shelf and you go to open it up, it suddenly comes to life and snaps at your hand. I need you to give me dex quick reflexes.
15.
Okay, the book has clamped down on your hand. You have not taken any damage, but you are pulling and pulling and you can't get the book off your hand.
Oh my god.
You bastard! You betrayed me! How could you?
Gwyn immediately conjures a very threatening looking little fireball in her hand.
Oh my god, we're in a library, seriously.
Exactly. Amanada is going to try and talk to the book.
But Mina is going up.
What's Mina
going
to
do? She's going to stroke the spine.
True.
Yeah, sweet talk the book.
It has no effect.
Nerd. Does the fire have any effect?
No.
I'm just kind of threatening it, you know.
No.
Okay. Is Justine in pain?
It's like you're not screaming out, but this is tight, and it feels like it's getting tighter and tighter.
Justine, okay. Maybe try not to. I know this is going to be very difficult. Try not to pull your hand out. It might be a case of the more you struggle, the faster, the stronger it clips on. We need to look around the room for.
Maybe to spell magic would work.
Yeah, but can I do it with
you
my
You can,
hands
but Feruz goes, well, I can try if you wish.
Please.
Okay. So she goes and she's like, she expends some mana. And you can tell. I had a number lock off. She blasts it with a spell and it's like, and she's like, oh, that was. I just expended quite a considerable amount of energy, and it had no effect.
Okay. So it might actually, these books might be living creatures.
Okay, wand of blasting comes out. I'm gonna.
I'm gonna zap it.
Just this one book. I'm gonna zap it.
Okay.
Retaliate.
Give me a magic roll.
She's gonna burn her hand.
Give me a magic roll.
That's my d20, right?
Yes, and add your magic score.
That was a nat 20.
Okay. Nice. So this is what happens. Roll damage for me, please.
Same again, 20.
No, your normal damage for your wand of blasting.
Okay, sorry, apologies. 2 seconds. Wand of Blasting
is... D6, is it? Or D4? I can't remember.
D4. Number of D4 equal to my magic score. Okay, which is 5.
D4. By the way, Justine is just like legitimately offended. She's more offended than she's scared, because she's never been betrayed by books before. Like, that's a serious one.
So I'm going to say you did misread the spell. It doesn't matter for the purpose of what happens. You, because it was 1d4 to a maximum d4 is equal to your magic, okay? Not straight up, okay? But nonetheless, you send a blast of negative necrotic energy at the book, burning a hole through it and missing Justine's hand by centimeters. But the book has not released its grip.
You're kidding. Oh, Jesus. It's now your pet.
Okay,
Amanada
is going to look around.
Yes?
Amanada is also going to look around to see if they
there's a password or anything.
Give me awareness rolls. Give me awareness rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, password. It's just your hand is pinned by this book. You can move around if you want. Perfect. Right.
Can I?
Oh, yeah, no, I saw you. Shit, I rolled a one.
18.
So, I'll say, with that 18, you spot two things. You spot a very, very large, very fine-looking book. It looks slightly different to the others, and it's set on the table. Okay? And you also spot, beside that, a quite beautiful-looking... pen, but it's like it's an old-fashioned style medieval quill, but instead of being made of a feather, it's made of solid silver.
Ooh.
All right. Now, when you look at the book, on the front of the book, it's in Sylvan on the front of the book.
I can read Sylvan.
You can read Sylvan. And yeah. The book says, hold on, it says, Tome of the Sage.
Okay, I'm.
This is one of those. I'm pretty sure this is one of those magical books. If you read it, it'll permanently increase your intelligence by one.
I'm not going to just open the book to see if this is something that will be helpful.
So you open the book and it appears. So it's, first of all, it doesn't bite your hand.
Okay. Good. Good.
So that's the first thing. Okay. And looking through it, you see that it appears to be a treatise on the power of will and mental resolve. And it almost seems, it reads like a philosophy book, okay?
Mm-hmm. This is a book that increases your resolve.
It reminds you a little bit, because you are not the best student, but it reminds you a little bit of some... vaguely reminds you of little writings that you would have heard from the Stoics of ancient Rome.
Can you still take a look at it as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Again, I have research and memory and reading as well, so maybe that will help.
Yeah. No, this is a book that you need to kind of read.
If you want to just give me intellect and arcane lore.
I don't have arcane lore, but I do have arcane lore. Sorry.
Yeah, you do, yeah. You have a plus two in arcane lore.
Not 20, my dear.
You have heard of these before. These are exceptionally rare, legendary, magical items, okay? You've heard of, there's not many of them, okay? But a book like this, The Tome of the Sage, if you were to spend, it would take you approximately 100 hours to read it. And if you did, and you have to read it over a period of 7 days. You can't just be flicking over. You need to sit down, focus, and study, okay? After you have read this book, your resolve is permanently increased by plus one. And once this has been read, the enchantment fades for a period of 100 cycles of the moon.
You seem to be like, I need it. I need this book.
Well,
someone grab this book for me.
Well, It would resolve now, not intellect.
And
so it's a book that would be best for either Sylvia or Gwyn, because we have high resolve.
Well, no, it's not just that. Resolve is one of your primary ability scores for your magic. So
yeah, no, that's what I mean. It would be one that either one of us should take. Or else,
a plus one to resolve is useful to anybody, but it is directly applicable to our druid and our witch because it's one of your casting ability scores.
You seem to be like, yeah, that's fair.
An intellect one will 100% go to you, and I will cut the hands off anybody.
You
seem
just loves books, like you can't, whatever book it is, she just loves it. I think she's just even fine with having a pet book on her hand. Like, it's a bit inconvenient, but she'd be like, yeah, it's a book. We're fine. We're cool.
Amanada is going to leave the book and say, ladies, if you want, and continue looking around to see if I can get this pet book off Justine's hand, because I am very concerned.
I think we should take the Tome of the Sage.
Oh, we...
That's what she was saying.
I thought you said you were putting it back.
No, it's for one of you. I'm not your pack mule.
Hold on. We have some goblin purses in the party, so you know.
Yeah.
Who's carrying?
What about the quill?
The quill.
No, I openly take the book and put the quill in. There you go. Do you want to put your sword in here as well? Put it, chuck it in if you want.
So everything's good.
You need to find the sword that goes with Scabbard.
So
exactly.
Anyway, what are we going to do about this book that's currently clamped down on your hands?
I'm looking around for clues as to how we can
You're not finding any.
I don't.
Nothing
know
at all.
No.
Can we use the quill to kind of get under and then?
Yes,
for
the book's in Latin.
Is there something we can use for leverage to kind of pry the book?
Mina's halberd.
Maybe. Just talk to it. Just tell it in Latin to open.
That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to talk to the book and people laughed
at me. There was no... when you tried to talk to the book, it had no effect.
What language did you say? Maybe say in Latin to open.
What language is... this book in?
Latin.
Yeah. Do we know?
Latin.
You know Latin?
Yeah, I do know Latin.
Yes.
Speak.
I actually don't know Latin, but Yustine does. Yeah. I did study Latin, but do I remember anything? Fuck no.
No.
Like our teacher was a native speaker. Like she would forget what room we were in. So, you know, I didn't learn much Latin. Okay. And yeah, Yustine would just try to like speak some Latin with the book. Just gently ask it to open.
Give me a charm roll.
Oh, I'm going to pass Justine my rabbit's foot amulet before she does. So you get a re-roll if it's terrible.
That's the second use of that now.
It is.
And it's only... Is it two per short rest or long rest? I can't remember.
Do we do
short rest? And what did you get? No, you haven't done that yet.
12.
You can plus re-roll.
1, 13.
You could re-roll if you want.
Can Aminata try and coach Justine?
No, you can re-roll if you want.
I'll re-roll. I'll try. No, we'll go with 13.
It's per short rest.
Ah, oh, that's a relief.
So, right.
Now, I only know the church prayer, so I can't really tell it to
anybody. Anybody want to try anything else? So far, you have tried to talk to it. Gwyn has tried to blast
maybe
it with his stuff.
Maybe I tell it the Lord's Prayer in Latin. I don't know. I don't know anything.
I would like to tickle the book with the quill.
Yeah.
Well, the quill is made of silver. It's like it looks like a feather quill, but it's made of solid silver. No, but it looks like one.
Try and rub the book with the quill. Anything at this point. Aminata is like borderline, just kind of looking to carve up this book now. So... yeah, try and like rub all on the book and be like, please, with the quill, anything at this point.
I might try, like this is a long shot and it may not work, but it's worth a try. I'm going to cast Bark Skin on Yustine and see, does that have any effect?
The spell works as normal, including over her hand, but it has no impact on her hand being clamped onto by this book.
Okay.
Can Ankylagon just nibble on it and taste it and
he's trying, but he kind of spits out a bit. He doesn't like to taste.
Yeah. Does it taste like a book to him? Does it taste like a regular book?
Tastes like moldy, dusty old paper.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yustine is not really worried. She's like, yeah, it's inconvenient, but I'm sure magic will wear off as soon as we're out, or we'll go to like Madame Gautier and she'll be able to do something. So she's very much like...
This will, however, impede your ability to use magic because you are restricted.
Yeah, which is no good.
What else is in the room?
I don't think you have any training in the restricted caster skill. So then, yeah, you would need to be giving me rolls just to cast a spell.
Okay.
Hey, but you know what? If you don't release her, I'm going to punch you.
Do you want to punch the book? Mina?
Does it do anything when I've written it?
No.
Punch?
Do you want to punch the book?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll punch the book.
Okay.
Be careful.
Give me an attack.
Well, you know what? The one last one
is still better than bloody fire.
Okay, give me an attack roll.
Yes. That is an 11 plus 6 is a 17.
Okay, so you are a pugilist, so you actually do a fair bit of damage.
Plus 6.
Mm-hmm. So it's 1d8 plus 3.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, 4, 7.
Okay, so you punch the book, and it moves. Ow. Ever so slightly, you do feel this, Justine. It moves ever so slightly. You like you budge it just the tiniest little bit, but it's still clamped on. But you're like,
okay,
that actually.
Did it move a bit?
Just a tiny bit.
I punch it again.
Do you want to punch it, or do you just want to try and grab it and yank it off?
Yeah, yeah. I'll grab it and try and grab it right and yank it off. Yeah.
Give me a fortitude roll, please. And you can add your might to this.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, come on, Mama needs a good one. Come on. Okay, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Okay, you grab the book in two hands, and with a mighty shove, kind of pushing
putting a
foot against like Justine's belly, you wrench back, and the book comes flying off Justine's hand,
and I fall on my ass.
Yeah, and you do fall backwards because of the force with which you did it, and you land on your ass. And you're holding the book, and it's kind of snapping a bit. You throw it off to the ground, and it just kind of lays inert on the ground when you throw it down.
Thank you. Well done.
So I think we should go.
There is another door exit out of here.
Let's go.
Head towards the door and see if there's any like riddles or anything.
Give me a.
My mother always said that a little knowledge can be dangerous.
Good one.
I assume that's going to be detect, yeah?
Yeah.
So that is a 17 plus 5.
Okay. All right.
Quest Junkies says, remember, crying is a free action.
Okay, there's no riddles, there's nothing on this door at all. Okay, opening up the door, same thing as before, doing the room, weird kind of sense of vertigo, and then you come in, your kind of vision clears, and you find yourself in a very fine drawing room. Okay, it is a collection of beautiful furniture, chaise-longues, there's a pianoforte in one corner, really fine, like rosewood. Little kind of coffee table type thing, really, really fancy kind of place, you know. And in one corner stands a beautiful mirror on a stand, reflecting out, like showing the reflection of the room. And there's another door.
Ooh, I could get used to this finery, and Gwen just kind of plops down on the chaise lounge.
I know, we should totally move in, isn't it? It's lovely.
Look at this.
Yeah, if you just remember, you know, the books will try to eat you and, you know, who knows what else.
So, bit of an issue.
Are we examining the room? Are we looking around?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me more about the mirror.
Okay,
so you
guys go to the mirror. Give me awareness rolls.
17.
And Justine?
16.
Okay, great. Yeah, with those rolls, what you both notice is, like, it's a beautiful mirror, very, very nice, and you can see your reflections clearly in it. There's nothing weird, like, but looking around, and you can see the rest of them, Gwen is reclining like a lady who's become overcome on the chaise-longues and so forth. But you do spot something, you're like, wait a minute, and you're looking again, and you see... There's like a small little side table beside the chaise-longues, actually, where Gwyn is, okay? But when you look in the mirror, you see a small little statue, like a Greco-Roman kind of female figure-like statue in the mirror, in the reflection of the mirror. But when you look back, there's no statue on the table.
Okay. I would like to try walking back, like still looking in the mirror. Okay, so I'm walking back to the table. If you get me, like if I'm walking back and still looking at myself, I'm going to go to the table, I'm going to hold out my hand, I'm going to try and pick up the statue, looking at it in the mirror.
Hand passes through. Hand passes through the reflection.
Okay.
Are there any other, like, objects in the room or anything
there's
like that?
There's tons, and there's little presses, and, like, it's a fancy-ass dining room.
Okay. Justine is just going to go behind the mirror, if that's possible. Is it like a standing mirror?
It's on a stand. No, it's standing. Mm-hmm. It's on a stand.
Are there any writings on the back of it or anywhere around the mirror or on the mirror?
No, nothing at all.
No. Okay.
Is there another door in this room?
There is another door.
Can I try and do, like, intellect roll? Just if I know something about that type of magic, about like mirrors or whatever.
Yeah, sure, if you want. I mean,
it sounds like it'd be twilight if it's a mirror, so you have twilight. So
I do have twilight, yeah. I do have twilight. And also memory, so maybe I have
arcane
something
lore as well, of course. Mm. You get to add your arcane lore.
Not 20, I swear.
Oh my god, look at you.
I gotta say, you
bloody fire. You should be eaten by a bug more often.
You feel, with that nat 20 roll, you feel like if you were to replicate the reflection in the mirror, that that would be enough to break the enchantment in the room.
Mm-hmm. So we need to look for the statue.
That would be it.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay, let's look for the statue.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go look for the statue.
So start pulling drawers apart and stuff like that.
Yeah, so give me some awareness keen eyes rolls.
Oh, Jesus. Eight.
And I'm not in a natural setting, so I don't get to re-roll.
No, you're not.
I'm going to get a 19.
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Oh, are you serious?
Look.
13. My vision is not great, okay?
With that nat 20, you find two things. What you find is in one kind of like glass cabinet off along one of the walls, you see inside this quite fabulous looking horn. It looks like it's a drinking horn, okay? And you see there is like, it's got a silver rim on it, but it's got like a piece of leather capped over it, and there's these runes running along the side of it.
It's a rune of plenty thingy. Okay, I'm taking it.
Okay, yes. And in another little press down underneath, you find the statue that was in the reflection.
Amazing.
We should put the statue where it shows. It stays in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so go and you're like looking in the mirror as you're trying to getting it, and then you get it perfectly lined up and oriented exactly the correct way. And when you do, the door on the other side clicks and opens.
And okay.
I think this is a perfect place to pause in the story.
Another door opened and revealed the party slowly making their way through this house with killer books, enchanted mirrors, and strange things happening as they go from one door to the next. But they've certainly found some interesting items so far, and hopefully they'll find some more without getting horribly injured or killed. Join us next time to find out what happens. If you enjoyed this adventure and would like to know more about the world of Feyerth, the system and the setting, the best thing to do is head over to our itch.io page, fey-earth.itch.io. We've got a bunch of really great products. All pay what you want. There is the Explorer's Guide to Feyerth. This is an early release version of our core rulebook, not the full version, but still pretty damn good. We've got a bunch of one-shots and a starter adventure, all of which come with quick play guides and pre-generated characters, our lore primer giving a bit more information on the setting itself, and if you want something fey related but slightly different, there is the wonderful Fey Wanderer, a really fun whimsical rules light TTRPG that we launched there last Halloween. It is suitable for all ages, including small children, with guides on how to play with children who are even pre-numerate. It is a game designed to be playable within 20 minutes of people sitting down to read the rules, and the perfect game when half of your friends can't make it to game night, but the other half still want to play something. And purchasing this is a great way to support us. Another great way to support us is in March, when we are launching our Kickstarter to raise the funds that we need to finally print our core rulebook for Feyerth and bring this world to life. And we would love your support then too. Thanks.